It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I think Andrew McCutchen's future is probably the most interesting topic hanging over the entire Pirates offseason. He might not be the best fit in center field anymore, given Starling Marte's range and potential for a second gold glove coming up this offseason, and his bat was a significant downgrade last season compared to where he was as a perennial MVP contender in the years before that. So there are a lot of questions facing McCutchen. The Pirates, if they were going to part ways with him, which would be a very significant decision for them to make, given all that he's meant for the franchise, for the city, for the organization, they would have some pieces that could potentially fill his spot, especially in center field with Marte, in the lineup with somebody like Josh Bell, and getting another full year from Jung Ho Kang would certainly go a long way toward that. And then his long-term replacement in the outfield would probably be top prospect Austin Meadows. But then again, the Pirates do have to weigh whether or not they're better off trading McCutchen, or if their best path back to the postseason would be with a healthy and productive McCutchen in the middle of their lineup and back in center field, where he has been the last several years. I think the most important thing for the Pirates' rotation heading forward is going to be a healthy Gerrit Cole. He showed what he can do when he is fully healthy and prepared and able to go about his season on a regular routine in 2015, when he was one of the best starters in the National League and finished fourth in the Cy Young voting. Last year was just all about injuries and inconsistency from Cole, really from the time he reported to spring training, when he was suffering from rib inflammation, and then the injuries just kind of piled up from there. Their hope has to be right now that he goes through the offseason healthy, rested, and comes back ready to go in spring training. The big question for the Pirates rotation next year, and it's something they'll probably have to address this offseason, is who's going to fill that number three spot that was filled so well by Ivan Nova in the second half after coming over from the Yankees in a trade deadline deal. Nova pitched very well. He reminded a lot of people of Jay Happ, who also came to the Pirates in the 2015 trade deadline and signed with the Blue Jays as a free agent, so it's a looming question over the Pirates right now. Will history repeat itself with Nova coming over to trade deadline deal, pitching so well, and then leaving in free agency?
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.